Man, I love that sound. That's the sound of the existing kingdom of heaven on earth and the kingdom of God on earth, and it is the sound of the new coming lawful republic. And so welcome back to Search for a Lawful Government with Ron Avery at republicbroadcasting.org. And beautiful day out here today in the kingdom. Kind of like, what was that said that, what TV show was said, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood? Said Mr. Rogers or some other, I don't know, some kind of that Muppet show. I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, oh boy, it's Mr. Rogers. There you go. Okay. Did you know people used to call me Mr. Rogers? Because when I worked in architectural firms in Houston, they kept offices really cold. I don't know if you're all familiar with working in offices where they keep them real cold in the summertime. And I would wear a sweater, to work in the summertime in some of these office buildings. Man, and I wasn't the only one. It was flat cold in some of these things. Anyway, so they'd call me Mr. Rogers because I'd wear a sweater. But anyway, enough of that stuff. I want to promise that some people wanted to, last show I had, wanted to talk about Roger Sales and his affidavit, and I promised I'd do that today, but I want to put that off one more day because I want to finish up some stuff that was started on our last show. And so I promise we'll talk about the Roger Sales stuff if you want to this coming Thursday on my show. But anyway, I was amused on the last show. I want to finish up this crop circle alien business. And after I talked about crop circles and or what my take of on it was, my first caller asked me the question, what's your take on crop circles? I thought that I started to ask him, I thought didn't you listen to the show? I mean, how could you listen to 30 minutes of me talking about what I thought about crop circles and then ask me my take on crop circles and then go into a big, long explanation of what they thinks these things are? Well, anyway, let me summarize my take on crop circles. They're pretty. Some of them, I mean, if they're well done, some of them are really pretty, but they're unnatural things, and they, at least in my view, but not made by aliens, nor is it a secret language about anything of any importance as proclaimed by those who hope in the coming aliens and with super technology. Now, see, I just think that this is the hope of all these people that are talking about pyramids and all the technology, what the pyramids were really used for, and crop circles and various things. Or even, relics of something that proves that they'd been here before or they're coming back or whatever. But now I want to make an analogy between those who hope in the existence and visitation by aliens and those who hoped in a Messiah 2,000 years ago older, 2,500, 3,000 years ago. These people were hoping for a Messiah, a Savior that would come and save them. And the so-called Jews, or the Jews of the time of Christ, they had a view of what a Messiah would be and what the Messiah would do. And this Jesus guy just did not meet their expectations. It just wasn't what they were looking for. They weren't looking for any kind of real internal alteration of themselves. They were looking for a political solution to their oppression by Rome and others. So, but you know, unfortunately, even today, the modern Christian church has adopted this Antichrist Jew way of looking at the kingdom of what it is. And for proof of that, I'm going to read, I have a book on my bookshelf called Kingdom of God as taught in the New Testament by Christ Jesus, and it's by Dr. Saucy. He's a professor of theology. And I did a chapter in my book, The Kingdom of Heaven on Earth, and I'm just going to read just a paragraph of this to you to show what the Jews really thought a Messiah would be, and now what the Christian church, why they actually deny the existence of the kingdom of heaven on earth at this time, because they've adopted this Antichrist Jewish idea about what the kingdom really is. So anyway, I'm quoting Dr. Saucy now, and so here I go. Quote, "Such summary statements by the Jewish hope of the first century are very important as we now turn to the message of the kingdom of God that Jesus preached. They are important because they represent a very radically reduced list of options available for Jesus if he was going to use one of the ideas about the eschaton. Eschaton means notions of the end times. So let me reread that. They are important because they represent a very radically reduced list of options available for Jesus if he was going to use one of the ideas about the eschaton current in his day. It was political. It was historical. It was rooted in the Old Testament. This was the hope of Jesus' day. His options, therefore, were only two: use his ancestral hope or create his own. In Zechariah's words, the hope is for a spiritual and political deliverance. Referring to Luke 1, he announces the favorable year of the Lord in the fulfillment of the Jewish Jubilee eschatological hope. And, at least at the initial stage of his ministry, Jesus appears to be taking the kingdom according to the eschatological route present in Judaism. His kingdom is the reign of Yahweh, manifested historically, politically, spiritually, and nationally. It means ultimate rest, restoration, liberation, deliverance, and redemption for all of God's creation." Unquote. So that's what the Jewish view of a Messiah is. It's a political, it's national. It gives them superiority over all of the world. They are delivered from all their enemies. It's total liberation and of God's kingdom, and they're in charge. And so this is what they were looking for. This is what they were looking for in a Messiah. So guess what happens? The Messiah shows up, and he does do miracles. He performs all kinds of miracles, and they reject it. They reject it because he didn't give them political domination of the world and of their enemies. So they kind of missed the boat, and they missed the boat today. Now, guess what else? What is bizarre about this is modern Christianity has gone along and adopted the era of pre-Messiah Judaism. So guess what Jesus says about this? I'm gonna make a comment, and then I'm gonna quote a scripture here. Saucy and his contemporary evangelicals, and many others also, attribute what the Jews believed in the days of Jesus concerning the kingdom of God or heaven on earth to that which God had foretold concerning the kingdom of God or heaven on earth. This is just as erroneous as believing that atheists know what they need better than the Creator. Who really cares what the hope of the Jews was during the first visit of Christ Jesus? Jews did not believe the scriptures or understand them anyway. They didn't even believe the Old Testament. How were they going to come up with the correct definition of the Messiah when they didn't even get it? They didn't even get what they were already supposed to get. And to quote that, I'm quoting Jesus. And Jesus answering said unto them, Do ye not therefore err, because you know not the scriptures, neither the power of God? Christ told these rejecting Jews that they erred, they made error, because they did not know the scriptures, nor the power of God. They didn't get it anyway. They didn't get the old stuff. How are they going to get the new stuff? Now, Dr. Saucy treats Christ as non-God and separate from God, the Father, by saying that Christ had only two options: use his ancestral hope or create his own. Since when does Christ create things on his own without the Father? I mean, this is modern theology, and you can see the era that these modern theologians, these guys are teaching in universities and not teaching anything. They're teaching theology. Well, these people aren't even going to get into the kingdom, which is with the door wide open, and with this kind of theology. Now, what am I going to say here now to aliens? These alienists that believe in the coming alien, and their power to do things and their ability to get here from somewhere else, they're making the same errors. Yeah, they can be compared to pre-Christ Judaism in pre-Christ days, B.C., essentially. I mean, before Christ, Judaism. They're making the same errors because they have this notion of what an alien is. But when we describe what a true alien is, you find out that Christ Jesus exceeds any definition of an alien that anybody, any scientist has ever given as what an alien would be. And all you got to do is look at a dictionary and find out what this alien business is. You know, alien is the real word. You know, we just pronounce this word alien all the time. We use it mostly as something foreign. But the same word, is spelled the same word, is alien. And don't you remember our forefathers talking about unalienable, inalienable, unalienable? It's the same word. Alien means to pass property, or the ability to transfer property. So if it's unalienable, it means you can't transfer it. It's non-transferable. When you say you have unalienable rights, that means those rights cannot be transferred, even if you wanted to. They don't transfer, Jack. That's why property taxes don't work, see? Because I can't transfer it. That's unalienable, dude. I cannot transfer my property to you, or to the state. I can transfer it to you if you pay me something, but I can't just transfer it to the state because they need some money. They need to be supported. Now, there's lawful taxation available for lawful support of government, but it is not property taxes, because property tax does what? it aliens your property. It transfers it. If you don't pay what they, if you don't pay their money that they need, they will sell it on the courthouse steps. They'll slap a lien on it. But the fact is, it's a lien as soon as it is bonded for the payment of debt, like school taxes, like the school borrowing, building schools. They pass a bond, which is a is actually a liening the property of everybody in the community. This is unlawful in America. That cannot be done in America. Our property in America is unalienable. So says Thomas Jefferson, Samuel Adams, John Locke, and John Adams. Four of the major, the most important founders of America. Are we missing the boat here? I mean, well, now if we get into what an alien is, we're going to find out that Christ Jesus, more than meets any definition, and we're going to have a summary of them right here, and I'll read this right, but this is out of my book, Alien Physics. You can get it at alienphysics.com. And, number one, I have five definitions here. Alien would, and this is to be anything that's good for modern man, an alien would have to be from another place, perhaps outside our planetary system. An alien would have to be foreign in character, perhaps not having the same human flaws that we possess. An alien, number three, an alien would have to possess some property. Yeah. Number four, an alien must have power to transfer some type or types of property to us. Okay. Five, an alien would have power to alienate or estrange us, perhaps, into a new creature. Now, let me ask you, how many scientists, has Carl Sagan ever mentioned anything like this? Has these Jill Tarter with Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, has she ever mentioned any of these things? Has Hollywood ever mentioned any of these things about ownership of property and transferring it and alienating us, making us into something different, a new creature? Or how about where they come from? Did you know that they're, the way they're described, there is no such thing as an extraterrestrial, not in their definition, because extra means above all terrestrial, not just the Earth. A true extraterrestrial would be from space. That's Jesus, because he's not from a terrestrial body. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
That's what I call music. Thank you, Julie. That's what we need to be listening to today. I mean, do you remember those days? I hope you had memories of those days. I hope all my listeners have had a background of hearing that and having a beautiful view of youth and potential and hope and love. Just I mean, that was something, wasn't it? Well, great music for a great time. Now, it wasn't, I'm sure, great for everybody, unfortunately, but I hope everybody at least had a taste of that era. and hopefully our future generations can have that. But we must build a society and build a government that reflects the equality of all men and their right to have their own life, liberty, and possessions, and protected by all. Now, this idea, going back to this, what these alienists, people that believe in aliens, are coming in the future, been here in the past and coming in the future, and bringing all this technology to liberate us. And notice, it's never anything to alter us. It's always something that they're going to bring tools and knowledge and technology, because everything's answered with technology and science. And we'll build super contraptions, and we'll do all these cool things. And it's all just a matter of knowing the technology. But in fact, it's not that at all. And in fact, the only real hyperspace extraterrestrial alien ore has already been here. He's already given us everything we need to know to create a lawful government across the world. Yeah, what is hyperspace? Hyperspace really is space without measure. Infinite. It's without measure. You have something that's infinite. Infinite space. Extraterrestrial. What does that mean? That means beyond the terrestrial, above the terrestrial, not of terrestrial. So, an alien ore, what does that mean? That means the one that has the property that transfers it to you, that aliens it to you, alienates you with their property. So you become the alienee. Christ Jesus is from space, not a terrestrial anywhere. He is the son of space. He is the spaceman. He has space without measure, eternal space. He is the Aleen Or. He transfers his space to you. Everything he has, which is everything there is, he gives it to you. He aleens you. You become the hyperspace extraterrestrial alienee, all made possible by the transfer of the property of the hyperspace extraterrestrial alien or Christ Jesus to you. That's what's happened here. Now, and these people, they have the contact in the desert. You know, I actually contacted those people. I wanted to be a speaker there. I mean, I figure if they're talking about aliens all the time, wouldn't they like to become one? Why contact with an alienee or an alien when you can become one? I have a little business card here. I was passing them out at the event. It says, "Why look for aliens? Become one." And I have alien physics, the physical operation performed upon the cosmos. I had my website on there, alienphysics.com. Had my phone number on there. Had my name. You want to become an alien? Call me. Anyway, so I'll be able to take some calls now, and I'll get into, while we're waiting for some calls, I'll get into some of the character of the hyperspace extraterrestrial alien ore. We'll be right back after this.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
River broke the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees. The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share. Time has come. A fact's a fact. It belongs to them. Let's give it back. How can we dance when
all right. Is kind of a groovy beat and sound there. I didn't understand a word the guy said, but hey, you know, I don't get a lot of frequencies. You know, this Alien E right here, some of this frequency equipment is needs tweaking. Anyway, even with a hearing aid I have, I can't understand some people. But anyway. We do have a caller, Pat from Texas. How are you doing? You there, Pat? Hello?
Oh, there I am. Okay, yeah, I told Julie I couldn't raise my arm, so I might as well listen to y'all, and I'm glad I did.
You can't raise your arm, so you're going to listen to us?
Well, I don't have many muscles, so I wore them out. I wore out what I...
okay. Yeah. Well, at least you can listen and, you know, talk about it. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to say, you know, my husband always said, as a child, new believer sort of thing. He said, can you tell me what day God stopped talking to people? What day? Just tell me what day. You know, like Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons or somebody come up to your door. They usually left because they couldn't answer the question, what day did God stop talking to people? Well, he hasn't stopped talking. Our problem is we don't really want to hear him. We don't want to hear what he has to say. And if we read the Bible, we would, you know. But mainly I wanted to say that, do you know that CERN over there in the Switzerland, those people have been waiting impatiently for the devil and all the demons to come out of the earth. Do you know that?
No, I don't know anything about people waiting for demons to come out of the earth, come up out of the ground or something.
CERN, it said they tried to do it over here near Waxahachie, but I kept telling them everything you discover with that super collider thing, it belongs to us because the Constitution says anything on our land, the title that we own the titles. Well, they dropped the whole thing. They dropped it here, and they went over there to Switzerland and did it.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. You're talking about a super collider.
Super collider. Yeah, supposedly.
Oh, I thought you were talking about devils and spirits coming out of the ground.
No, but that's what they want it for. You don't know how many people worship the devil in this country.
I'm going to tell you something, Pat. And this is my take on this. You know, if I've noticed a lot of Christians get into this, and it's kind of baffled me a lot. They seem to be more intrigued with what the devil is doing or what powers the devil has. And if they spend as much time trying to figure out the power that God has and the power that Christ has, they wouldn't be worried about the devil at all. And this is kind of amazing to me that and there's so much concentration on the Satanism and the devil and all of that. And of course, it's on TV a lot, all the. But you know, I mean, that's trivial nonsense compared to Christ Jesus.
If you don't know who the enemy is, how do you know who to fight?
Yeah, right. So anyway, do you have anything to say about aliens before I continue on with my little description of what an alien would have to be any kind of use to human beings?
No. Well, okay. it kind of goes along with what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
For long, they're actually worshiping something else, and you're right. Jesus was the first alien here, and you know, the Jews. You're doing a good job, but
yeah. Well, thank you, Pat. I think I know where you're going. Yeah, I think you're trying to agree with me there. You know, I appreciate that.
I am agreeing with you, but I don't come against the Jews. Because, you know, they didn't accept him like you said. They expected him to, you know, take care of them politically or something like that, and he didn't. But and then I think that God has blinded them. Don't you think that?
God has what them?
Has blinded the Jews.
Oh, blinded them. Well, I don't. That may have been. Yeah, there's. Paul talks about he's blinded them, but and of course nothing happens without God's approval to it. And of course, with the blinding of the Jews came the spread of the gospel, the open door to the kingdom of heaven to the Gentiles. But it also still remains that the only way into the kingdom of heaven is by faith in Christ Jesus and the grace that comes from having his operation performed on you and allowing that to take place. And it's the same for everybody. So I don't think the Jews get an excuse. I mean, I'm not going so far as to say they have an excuse to reject Christ.
I'm so glad. I hope they find their red heifer and start this. You know, if they start the sacrifices again, that might not go over too well, because that means Jesus died for nothing.
Well, it already means Jesus died for nothing for anybody that doesn't accept him. I mean, that's right. Kind of what it all means.
And people, they want to do everything without God. You know, if I didn't have Jesus, I don't know anybody who would give me the time of day.
I don't get much of time of day from anybody, but I wouldn't be able to function myself. I mean, if we were dependent upon others to function, I don't think anybody would be functioning. So
maybe it's because we're all so different. But if we're all so different, that means we ought to try to accept each other instead of fight and say, no, I'm right. I mean, Christians should just, you know, if somebody wants to stomp your foot, okay, let him stomp it or back up.
I think you've said a theological idea. We ought to accept one another. I think that is true, because we've made errors ourselves, and people that are knowledgeable of their own errors are willing to forgive other people. It's people that think that they're flawless, and that people don't like them, but they're flawless. These are people that are unwilling to forgive, and that's a real problem.
We can't make it to heaven that way.
Well, that's true. Can't get in the kingdom like that. That's right.
Oh,
it's better to forgive everybody of everything. And as far as that goes, let's talk about the Jews there too. I forgive the Jews for everything they've done. And when I say Jews, I mean lying Jews, Jews that deny the Christ Jesus, because it's clear in the New Testament that real Jews must be Christians. And what we have is a lot of people calling themselves Jews who only have a bloodline to people that of old Judaism or whatever, but that no longer works to become a Jew.
I don't know if it has to be bloodline, because when Abraham, an Iraqi sun worshiper, when God got hold of him, Abraham, the father.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Wasn't he an Iraqi sun worshiper when God got hold of him and told him who he was?
Oh, you're talking about Abraham himself. Well, that's the key, that Abraham wasn't a Jew in the beginning. He was, and neither did he receive the sign of circumcision until after he had faith in God, but after he believed God. That's how he became a Jew. And that's what it means to be a Jew, is having faith in God, being a friend of God. And the only way you can do that today is being in Christ, being a friend of Jesus, the Son of God, our God in the flesh.
Well, really, they're the Orthodox Jews, the ones with the little pigtail hang down, they're let their hair grow down, or hanging by there, or whatever they want to do. They are coming out of keeping away from everything that's happening, isolationism sort of thing. And the women are letting the men, the men are letting the women work, and the men are memorizing the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, in their language. Is there anything wrong with that?
I think there is. I think that's part the Old Testament is not the deal. I mean, it's studying a contract that's no longer in effect.
There's so many prophecies of Jesus in the Old Testament, and I've heard of Jewish women married to you know, Christian men, and they said, well, I'm just going to get this Bible down. I will prove you're wrong. And by the time they got through, they were Christian too. See, yeah. That's the thing. When Jesus was predicted in the Old Testament, we better hold on to that some way or other because, I don't know. That's just my thinking. I'm just my stinking thinking, whatever you want to call it. But these people are getting amazing to me. And if there's a bad apple in there, well, maybe they'll kick him out. They wouldn't wear a mask. They wouldn't go along with the COVID. They wouldn't do any of that crap.
You're right,
Pat. They always dress nice, always, you know. They always, like, suits. They always dress nice. They don't look like you just climbed out of bed and go down to Walmart, you know.
Not
like us. I mean, so I'm just hopeful that, you know, that that will bring the Jews around, those people.
I don't know what's going to bring the Jews around, Pat. I really don't, but I want to let them know that I wish no harm for any of those people, but they are not in the kingdom of God, and they're not in the kingdom of heaven, and the door's wide open for them in Christ. And as long as they reject Christ Jesus, they're not going to get into heaven ultimately. This is the main key, too. No matter what the whatever this future is for them, it is not this, that they just die and they go into heaven. That doesn't happen, because the door to the kingdom is Christ, not death. So they either find it in this world in Christ Jesus while they yet walk the earth, or they're not ever going to find it, and they're going to find damnation in the end. And that applies to the Jew as well as anybody else. So they're under the same condition as everybody else.
I mean, you know, people will take a chance on the lottery. They'll take a chance on anything, but they don't want to take a chance on God. Go figure that out. Jesus.
You're right. Well, Pat, I appreciate that. Yeah, okay. Thanks for calling. All right, Tom from Utah, you're up next.
I figured it out. After a couple of millennia of yelling at us, God developed laryngitis.
One more time now. I didn't understand that.
I said, I think I figured it out. You know, Pat was talking about the people saying, that God, when did God stop talking to us? Well, after a couple of millennia of yelling at us, he developed laryngitis.
Okay, I did get it. I got it that time, and that's funny. Yeah, okay, yes. Well, I do agree. I think he quit talking with the end of the New Testament. Well, you know, I still think people can be filled with the Holy Spirit and speak while while the Holy Spirit is with them. So, and you know, let's face it, that's God talking. But I don't think it's that it has the same impact or power that the New Testament does.
Well, Isaiah, I think, gave us the key in chapter 66, verse 4. He's talking about how God has been trying to talk to us, and we have rejected. We've not listened. We've not heard. And, of course, in verse 3, he gives you the why we are not able to listen.
Yeah, I miss those last several words. I don't know why I'm having a hard time understanding you, but...
Oh, it's my poor phone. In verse 3, chapter Isaiah 66, verses 3 and 4, but 4 he tells about trying to communicate with us and we're not listening, we're not hearing.
Yes.
But why are we not hearing or not listening? It's exposed there in verse 3. So I tell people, please read Isaiah 66, 3 and 4. In fact, those words cost Isaiah his life.
Oh, Isaiah chapter 66, is that it? And
the very last chapter.
Okay.
And don't forget to drop down to verse 17, too, and you'll figure out why we can't hear.
Yes. I think people are still being converted today. I just... You know, and the doors wide open to the kingdom. That's my main point of this is let's get into the kingdom while you can. You know, while you walk the earth, the door's open. It's going to be closed in the future. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back to wrap it up.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
What does it say about a society who elects people who can't quote their own founding documents? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, just in case you ever need to use your Second Amendment right to bear arms. We all had fun with President Biden having a little brain fart quoting the Declaration of Independence. You know the thing. Well, last weekend, Vice President Harris did something far more sinister. She intentionally left out life in listing our unalienable rights. Clearly, she did this because she was speaking to a pro-abortion group, but that doesn't explain her first omission. The second, before omitting life as an unalienable right to pander to the crowd, she left out God to create the new progressive version of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Our rights do not come from an all-powerful government, and that is what makes the United States the greatest nation in the history of the world. We are doomed to tyranny if we allow our politicians to forget or ignore that. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Changing of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
All right. Welcome back for our last segment here to wrap up the show today at Search for a Lawful Government with Ron Avery at RBN. And, I just wanted to mention, you know, that this, I hope everybody kind of got the idea that these people that are into aliens, their search is kind of as misled as the Jews were back before the advent of Christ, when he came to the earth and before he ascended. And they Jesus just did not meet their ignorant expectations. They were ignorant of the biblical scriptures, and they were also not that they didn't memorize them and study them 24/7, 365, but they just didn't understand them, and they knew not the power of God. Therefore, they didn't really understand what God was fixing to do to them, and they did not perceive his visitation, the visitation of God himself in the flesh. And now, what would you like to, would you like to be visited by an alien or by God in the flesh? I mean, can you imagine anything more alien and different from yourself or from somewhere else than to have God, all-powerful, all-omnipotent, omniscient, all of that in a man, in a person who created the world? Yes, Colossians describes Christ Jesus as the co-creator of the world. All things were made in him and through him and by him and for him. I mean, and in the miracles he did, walking on water, raising the dead, giving sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, made the lame to walk, died, was resurrected, he had the power to lay down his life and take it again. He ascended into heaven in front of 500 people watching him. It's the most recorded man in history. There's churches on every street corner. That doesn't mean they understand it, unfortunately. But anyway, the alien people that are into aliens are also missing the boat, because the most powerful hyperspace extraterrestrial alien that ever is conceived has been here 2,000 years ago and has operated on all things. Well, anyway, with that, we'll see you next week. Thank you. Or actually Thursday. See you Thursday. Okay. Bye-bye.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.